Amen. God is good, and all the time. Amen. Before we greet each other, please have a seat. I want to share some information with you and some news and a couple of announcements. And that is, as you may or may not have known, Pastor Wes Ellis, his last Sunday was September 19th, a month ago. So he's not here anymore, if you didn't know that. Those watching online, he's not here anymore. He's not off on vacation. He's not here anymore. Anyway, he's in California serving the First Congregational Church at Ramona, California. And his first Sunday is today in that church. So that'll be like three, whatever worship is for you in your mind, it's 3 hours later, right? Because it's California. So just be praying for him. But because he left to serve God in another church, we have some ministry that needs some leadership. And so we have been, the Staff Parish Relations Committee, our Human Resources Department, has been seeking the Lord over the last month for what would be the best way to address all of these ministries that Pastor Wes was involved with. And what we decided to do, I'm fully supportive of what Staff Parish wants to do, is to divide those ministries down and fill those ministries with different part-time staff people. So that's what we're doing. So when it comes to our Sunday school, we are in the process of developing a job description for that. We hope to have good news about that in a month or so. So be praying for that ministry. Another ministry that Pastor Wes did was the streaming and technology. The streaming and the technology is the only reason we can do that is because of what Pastor Wes started during the pandemic. And we have a couple of people who are going to be the anchors for that. At the 9 o'clock service, we're happy to have Ryan Willie serving for. So let's hear it for him. Thank you, Ryan. At the 10:30 service, our anchor streamer is going to be Ryan LeChen, another Ryan. Pastor Wes did about 20 to 25% of the pastoral care. I'm going to be taking that over. And then fourthly, the other area of ministry, Wes did a lot more than this, but these are the four, these are the main areas. We decided that it would be best to have our youth and college ministry together because youth ministry leads into college age ministry, right? You know why that is? People get older. So we thought it was best to keep that all together. And I'm happy to announce today that we have decided to bring on two co-directors who will be working together with equal authority as they work through the youth and the college ministry. They're here today as they are every Sunday. So I want to introduce them to you, and let's hear it for them at the same time in alphabetical order: Bob Ferreira and Matthew Fullerton. So let's bring these guys up. One on one side and one on the other. Okay, so here these guys are. Everybody say, hey guys.
Hey guys.
So we're excited about this. We're excited. We're going to just pray a little commissioning prayer for Bob and Matt. We're going to also pray a commissioning prayer for Ryan, who's behind the board, and the other Ryan, who's behind the base. So they kind of have to stay where they are right now. But let's just take a moment and pray. Mighty God, we thank you for the direction that you're giving us. We thank you for the power that we feel when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. We are excited about where you're leading us in youth and college ministry, in our Sunday school ministry, in our technology and streaming ministries, in our pastoral care. We are so grateful for that. Lord, we lift up Pastor Wes to you. We miss him, but we know he's following God, and we lift him up on his first Sunday. But we also lift these folks up, as they will be leading our ministries going forward. We are blessed and overwhelmed by the riches we experience, by the gifts, like all of these people you give us. Bless them, keep them close to you, and we will look forward to all that you do through them in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Let's show them, let's stand up and show them our support again. Way to go. Now it's time to get to work, right? And let's take a moment and turn and greet one another today. Thanks, brother. Hey, Scott. Keith, it's good to see you, brother. Hey, Hazy, can I pick you up? How are you, sweetheart? It's so good to see you. Can you give me a hug? Can you give me a hug? Can you give me a fist bump? You want to sit up here with me? We can make some announcements. How's it going, Dad?
What about you?
Good to see you. Very well, thank you. It is good to be together. And as we go to prayer today, please be keeping these folks and or situations in prayer. Please pray for Linda Hendrickson's daughter, Bonnie. Linda Hendrickson was our director of worship for 14 years here at First Church. Please pray for her daughter, Bonnie. She was taken to the emergency room yesterday, so please lift her up in prayer. Pray also for Vivian Johnson, Dan Clinch, Morgan Muller, Evie Paulson, Josh Smith, Barbara Dawson, Daniel Capuano, Elaine Fisher's granddaughter, Elizabeth, and her new baby, Max, Judy Heal, and Al Tarbus. Al Tarbus had triple bypass surgery just a few weeks ago, and he's in worship today. How great is that? Like the $6 million man, for those of you who remember TV from 40 years ago. Pray for our nation as we continue to navigate difficult issues and the tension and division that develops from that process. Pray for those who continue to recover from Hurricane Ida. It'll take at least 2 years from what I hear. Pray also for our youth and college ministries in the middle of this transition as Bob and Matthew take the mantle of leadership in those ministries. Pray for Ryan and Ryan as they lead our, streaming and technology ministry. Pray for the person God has for us, whoever that is, for our Sunday school ministry. Just lift this church up and lift the leaders up in this time of transition as we seek the Lord today, as well as anything else that the Lord has laid on your heart. Like I always say, there's nothing too big that God can't handle, and there's nothing too small that God doesn't care about. He wants to have a relationship with you. People in relationships share things all the time. So let's prepare our hearts as we go to prayer to share all that's there with the Lord.